What's up, everybody? My name is Jensen.
My name's Luke.
And this is Surviving Your 20s, a podcast about surviving your 20s.
Today, we're going to be talking about the party scene.
Party scene.
Yeah, which encapsulates a whole lot of topics, including drugs, alcohol, just that sort of thing that goes on, whether it be on college campuses or just amongst 20-year-olds.
People our age.
Just trying to stay relevant for the podcast here.
Yeah, dude. Episode 3, we're already struggling to find topics. Let's go.
No, we're coming out strong.
We're actually coming out real strong.
We're 2 episodes in, and I just can't believe they're letting us do a third one. I can't believe our sponsors haven't dropped us yet.
I know, our sponsors are very kind. I feel like this joke is going to get old if we use it for the next 2.
I mean,
this week.
Well,
you know, but we have to mention our sponsors. You know,
we do, and we have to. We have to get some more sponsors, I'd say.
Yeah, they're providing our
everything,
our internet, and our housing.
Well, anyway, let's get into the topic, shall we?
Yeah. So what is your take on it? Like, do you partake in partying? Do you go drink the alcohols or smoke the weeds?
Okay, well, I'm going to start off from a different kind of standpoint.
Okay.
With sort of a general, my general stance is that, no, I really don't get too crazy involved in that stuff. And what I want to talk about is kind of like the whole legal aspect of it, which in America, as most people listening know, you have to be 21 for the drinking age is 21. And I mean, the other aspect with the drugs is that most of them are illegal.
In most states.
And yeah, that's kind of a topic that is changing rapidly, and we really don't know where it's going to go.
Right. I've got a feeling that weed is going to be legal medically and not recreationally in all states, or mostly all states, within the next like 10 or so years.
I can definitely see that. I don't know. How do you feel about just like the whole we can talk about just like drugs, or we can just talk about weed as a and we can compare it to alcohol or cigarettes. Let's talk about that for
anything,
a little bit.
If anything, weed is more like alcohol and cigarettes. I mean, I've smoked weed before, and it's literally it's almost, you know, less dangerous, I personally think, than alcohol is. So I don't understand why it's illegal, honestly.
Yeah.
Yes, there are some
it's weird
health aspects.
It's a weird differentiation for sure.
Right. Like, I wonder who classified, like, you know what I mean? Like, people always say that weed is like the gateway drug. So like, once you smoke weed, you know, you're going to be doing heroin the next day, which isn't always true. So I guess that's why it's illegal. It's because it kind of enters you into a world that you're not really used to. Whereas alcohol, you can just buy it on the shelves.
Yeah, you're right. It's
when you're of age.
It's definitely a weird thing, and I think there are a lot of changes coming for sure.
Well, there has to be. I mean, people are throwing a fit.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's a big topic. It's a big political sort of stance. So, yeah.
So what all states are?
I don't know. I mean,
are they all
probably?
It's California.
Probably over the West.
California, Colorado.
Okay, we can make a important distinction here. There's certain stages. I'm not sure if that's the right word, or different levels.
I guess
of legality, I would say. So
dude,
we have
just on fire today with the words.
We've got decriminalization, I believe. That's something, and then we have medical use and recreational use. So that's what
right.
I consider the whole.
Gamut.
Yeah, that's like the whole spectrum of legality as far as marijuana goes, you know.
Mara, the weeds.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite.
So I think it's different. I'm not sure what states exactly are all the way just recreationally. I think that might
Colorado
be
is.
Colorado
is the only one.
Yeah, that might be the only one. You might be right.
But I honestly have no idea.
But I do know that there are a lot of gray areas, and it's kind of weird, hard to tell sometimes. But Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about like the party scene as a whole.
Yeah, we can drop off of weed for a little bit. So we talked in our first podcast about college, right? And certainly the party scene is a big aspect of college.
Huge.
It's bigger in different universities, different colleges.
Yeah, I agree.
So do you have any experiences? Do you have any insights about your... Go ahead, go for it.
So I went to Western Michigan University my first year of school, and that is one of the biggest party schools in the nation. And I didn't really at first, but then like all my friends are going out, so I was like, oh, I'll go out, you know. And I think it adds like a cool aspect of college, not like the whole like, oh, drinking underage is great because I was a freshman, you know what I mean? But like, yeah. Going and you meet a whole bunch of new people who are usually, you know, more friendly than what they normally would be, mm-hmm. because of a substance. So you get to meet a lot more people. You get to, I don't know if do more things would be a good term.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, you know, it's just like sort of something that you don't experience kind of anywhere else, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can. I mean, I've been to bars and stuff, and it's kind of like it, but like
it's just like college. It's immersed into your own lifestyle, everyday life, almost.
Right.
Week by
right.
week.
I don't know. I think people take it way out of hand and like drink and party every night, which is probably like an alcoholic issue.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you can go out every Friday night or whatever, and like it's fine. I think it's super fun, and as long as you like are safe and
don't control yourself, you know.
Right. As long as
don't
you're not
hurt anyone.
Idiot, right. No drinking and driving. Oh, as long as you're course, not an idiot, like it's fine.
But yeah, it's probably fine.
I don't know. I just think it's if you're like afraid of doing it, I would just go bring like a Mountain Dew or whatever. Like if you don't want to drink, you know what I mean? Like there are like social pressures, and I understand that.
Yeah, you can definitely ease into it, I'd say, for sure.
Just kind of go and see what it's like. So, I mean, if you don't like it, you can just leave. Like, yeah. No one's like making you stay at that party. I mean, yeah. Maybe your friends are, but if they're making you stay at a party, they're probably not the best friends to hang out.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So
I don't know what else, like...
You don't know what else to say? I can share a little bit of my own experience.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, basically what I have experienced is relating to my school, Notre Dame, as a whole. I'd say most people would agree with me and say that Notre Dame is more of a drinking school. It's kind of, there's party schools, and I'd say we're a drinking school. It's really weird. It's like,
it's there, like, people drink, but it's not like huge frat parties. It's more
because I mean, we don't have frats, so it's kind of always dorm parties, lots of drinking. There are lots of irresponsible people that are reckless and cause issues.
One of the smartest schools in the nation.
And that's the thing. It's like almost, it's almost like classes are so difficult and really straining, and that's why people do it, I think. I think that might be a reason.
Right, yeah, I get that.
People just want to let go, I guess. And that's one way you can do it.
But the problem is like when you have to like drink to be okay. You know what I mean? Like to de-stress.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you need some other outlet besides just going out and drinking.
Yeah, it kind of becomes a little bit sad, to be honest, when someone just relies so heavily on any substance, anything to make them feel better about themselves. Yeah.
Right. That's when it's an issue. I don't know, what kind of surprises me is how, like, okay, schools cook.
I know exactly what you mean.
It's weird how they're so okay with, like, oh, there's, like, a ton of underage drinking going on, and it's against the law, but it's fine.
That was something that blew my mind my freshman year, for sure. It was just, like, kind of, like, as long as you're not being obnoxious, as long as you kind of close your door and...
Right.
It's kind of just like no one's going to come looking for you. You just kind of keep yourself under control. They know it's going to happen. Like, regardless, it's probably going to happen. And they do put some measures in place. You can't just, like, walk around with, like, you know, a 24-pack or...
Dude, why not? Come on. I mean, you gotta walk around with a handle in your hand.
And what you see is people with, I don't know, cups or people with suitcases bringing stuff. So it's so funny.
You gotta be official when you bring the alcohol.
Yeah, everyone's always moving out, it seems, on Friday nights. That's what it looks like.
Everyone's got their suitcases full of vodka. Wait, I don't understand why you just put it in a backpack to make it less...
Yeah, maybe some people do that, but...
It doesn't make any sense.
It's also really funny because every Friday night, our little school, like, supermarket convenience store sells out of, like, Sprite and plastic cups. It's really funny.
Well, you gotta sell out of the chasers and...
You always see people walking around with cups.
Duh. Wait, so how many do you think, like, how many students at Notre Dame... stay on campus like all 4 years while they're there in undergrad?
It's pretty common, I'd say. I mean, there's not a whole lot of housing off campus, and the dorms at Notre Dame are really more like family. It's kind of almost like the dorms are almost frats. That's how it works.
Gotcha.
So lots like of people do stay on. Yeah.
Gotcha. That makes sense. At Western, it was kind of obvious. Everyone just like couldn't wait to get off campus because the dorms are complete shit. But I mean, I get that because like Britton Hall, the hall that I was in when I first was there, was like it don't mess with anybody. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like a gang almost.
That's
there's
weird.
Like hate. There's like hate between each dorm.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of. I mean, it's kind of like that, but it's not. I wouldn't say it's actual hate. It's just rivalry.
College overall is pretty fun though. Yeah. I mean, minus, like, if you could just go to college and...
Well, yeah, that's, like, the best part. Like, when
whenever
you don't have classes, you just kind of get to hang out, do your own thing, and have lots of independence to do what you want. And that's a good thing, but, yeah.
It can be bad, too. I don't know. I've said this every single podcast, so I'm not even going to say it. You guys can already probably guess what I'm going to say. There's two sides to the coin. Oh, my name is Jason. I've run out of content.
So,
no, but
yeah,
it's whatever. I mean, I if you're like looking, I've never looked for advice like this online before, but I mean, I would, if you're looking for advice, just start out slow,
just like, kind of ease into it, see what you like, test your feet in the water, dip them in,
right? Because it's definitely takes a specific type of person to go out and be like, oh, I want to get plastered with all my friends.
Yeah.
That just doesn't sound like a good time to me.
Yeah, it's not like not the most...
I like to remember the fun that I had.
Oh, yeah, that's another aspect we can talk about. So, once again, I can talk about Lollapalooza. So, we were coming back on the train, and some people in front of us were talking about, what did we even do today? Like, I don't remember any... Like, did we even see any... Like, they were just so gone that they didn't remember anything that had happened. Dude. And it's just like, what's the point of dropping hundreds of dollars if you're not going to remember anything?
That's so lame. Like, I don't know why you would do that to yourself.
I don't know.
And that puts you in, like, risky situations because you can't, like, when you black out, you can't control yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it can be bad.
Oh, that's terrible. I don't know why people think that's fun. I like getting drunk. But... I like getting to that, you know, that good level.
Yeah, I mean, that's what most people try to get to.
You feel super confident, but, like, you can control yourself at the same time rather than getting just completely plastered. The one time that I got completely plastered was an interesting story. We went to a frat with a whole bunch of my friends, and we were sitting there, and we were bored, and we're like, all right, well, what is there to do? So we kind of pulled the fire alarm and then stole the fire extinguisher. And then the next morning, I woke up in a bush cuddling a fire extinguisher.
Wow.
So that was my night, and it kind of sucked the next day.
Yeah, you kind of have to waste the whole day away the next day.
Because you're hungover, and you can't eat anything because you just want to throw up. Like, yeah. It's just not a fun time for me. I feel like we're going to get a lot of flack from people who listen to this who, like, love going out, but who cares?
People know that there are downsides, and they can take it too far. I think.
Right. Well, I would hope people know that they're taking it too far. You know, if you're not, then, like, you need to grow up.
Yeah, I mean, I've had several experiences so far about just, like, friends, even roommates that have taken it too far, and it ends up just like I have to take care of them and deal with it all, and it's not fun for me. It's probably not fun for them.
What a great friend. What a great friend. Look at you go, Golo.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I don't get is why people feel like they can't have fun without drinking.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people I know are like, oh, dude, we have to drink or like we're going to be boring. It's like, why do you need alcohol to have fun? Why don't you just act like an idiot without it? I mean, that's what I do. But
yeah,
you know.
People always say at Notre Dame, you know, everyone always says you don't have to drink to have fun. But what they really say is you don't have to have fun to drink. So that's something that is very common. Yeah.
What about like closet drinkers?
I don't know.
Like you have like a deep issue. If you're just drinking by yourself and
well, yeah, that's kind of sad. I've had some experiences with that, not myself, but
so you drinking Mike's Hards, playing League of Legends, and just gets drunk and sad, and then he calls me on Curse and is like, "Jansen, help me play League of Legends."
I don't know what that story was. I was talking about something else.
That was a joke story.
Yeah, not really sure what you're talking about, fam.
It wasn't even a real story, dude. It was a joke.
Okay, well, what else can we talk about? You want to talk about, you have anything to say about, like, more hard-pressing drugs?
Like anything? Heroin?
I don't know. I mean, what do you have to say about that?
There's, like, a huge, like, my girlfriend has a ton of friends that go to IU, and there's, like, a huge cocaine outbreak there. Everyone does coke. Which
that can't
is
not be good
really
for you.
The best idea.
It can't be
like,
good.
Kills people.
Yeah.
They say it makes them, like a lot of the sorority girls, they take it because it makes them skinny. Mm. And they can drink and eat all they want without getting fat. They just got to snort some coke and they'll be fine. Which is like awful. Like, why would you do that?
I don't know. I've never heard of that, but.
I wonder what the health risks for coke are.
I can't have any really positive opinions about anything of that caliber. So,
why is the drinking age only 21? Or why is the drinking age 21 here but 18 everywhere?
I mean, that's something else we can get into.
Well, then let's get into it. I wonder, like, what the...
Where it came from?
Yeah, like, why is it 21 here, but everyone else is like, oh...
It's just crazy because in other countries, just like my experiences I had this summer, in different countries where it's 18, it's much more ingrained into lifestyle. Like, it's not uncommon to see in Mexico or Spain 12-year-olds drinking beer.
Wait, seriously?
At their like family birthday parties. Yeah, you know, it's just something that they slowly. Like we were talking about with the party scene, you kind of slowly get into over time.
Right, I guess. But I didn't start when I was 12.
No, I mean, that's how ingrained it is. And by the time they're legally able to drink, it's not really a big deal. It's not like a, I don't know, it's not like a rite of passage.
It's not like here when you turn 21 and you go out and get plastered.
Yeah, because it's just... Because
they've just been doing it their whole life.
Exactly.
So anyway. So I wonder why it's so frowned upon here. Like when we had the prohibition, you know, like why and nowhere else had that, right? Like
I don't know too much about history in other countries, to be honest, but
I don't think, like, why is it so frowned upon in America where it's not really anywhere else?
I really don't know. We're not educated enough for that.
I don't think that drinking is frowned upon in America. I think drinking and driving is more of an issue than the actual drinking is.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people slam down on it so hard.
Do you think that has to do with just people being irresponsible about it? And
well, of course, yeah. No doubt in my mind. But like, why is that not an issue everywhere else?
Yeah.
Is it because we have so much access to cars and we're it's because we're extremely privileged here, or is that
maybe
just
it's
because...
maybe it does happen other places and we just try to, you know, try to fix it, try to help the situation more.
I don't know. It's just weird to me that you don't hear it, you don't hear about it from other places. You know what I mean? It's only here.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just haven't cared to look outside of.
I think here. We just put our foot down a lot more, and it's a really big taboo here.
But the thing is, like, I feel like in America, the more you put your foot down, the more people do it, just out of spite.
Yeah,
because we're all just a bunch of dickheads.
I don't know if anyone drinks and drives out of spite, though.
Okay, true.
I don't know about that.
I feel like it's definitely a pride thing. Like, oh, I can drive when I'm drunk. Like,
yeah, people always are. That's the mindset people often have. You're right.
I don't know. I just think it's weird that the age is literally the drinking age is 3 years older than it is literally everywhere else.
Yeah, I don't even know. Maybe it's even less in some other countries, or.
Yeah, it probably is. But who knows? Most places, a lot of Spanish countries is 18.
Yeah, for sure.
I know in New Zealand it's 18. Probably in Australia it's 18.
It just seems to make the most sense to me.
Oh, right, because that's like when you can smoke cigarettes. I feel like cigarettes are a lot more dangerous than alcohol is.
We can talk about cigarettes, too, if you want. I mean, it's not
just screw cigarettes. Like, you should not be smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's so freaking bad for you.
It's just a cancer stick, and you're smoking it.
It literally is. It's like, I'm going to eat cancer right now.
It's literally pretty much what it is, and I don't get it.
I don't understand
the I've never appeal. Understood it. I've never understood why someone starts. Like, people say, like, oh, I can't stop. It's an addiction. And I get that. You can have an addiction. But why would you want to start?
Does it make you feel like you're cool?
It doesn't, have an effect on you, does it? Does it make you feel like... No. It doesn't get you high.
There's a head rush or something. I don't know. It relaxes you, I've heard.
I mean...
I personally have never smoked a cigarette in my entire life.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know why.
I'm not sure.
I mean, after a while, it would make you feel good because of the addiction aspect and the dopamine and stuff, but...
Right.
But I don't understand why you start.
I know a lot of people, they like to get drunk and then smoke a cigarette. So maybe that's where it starts.
Maybe.
But, I just don't understand.
That could make sense. Like, maybe they are getting drunk, and then they can't, reason as well, and so that's how it starts, you know?
Smoke a cigarette.
They can't make a decision, a true decision.
Dude, isn't it weird that a lot of Asian people smoke cigarettes?
I mean, it's everywhere. In every, I mean, even in America. Asia, yes. Yeah, Europe, yes. Asian, it's crazy.
Europeans too smoke cigarettes a lot.
Saying everyone smokes, but in Europe, Asia, I haven't been to Asia, but when I was in Spain, crazy. Just constantly smells like smoke.
Ugh.
It's so gross.
I can't stand it. I think that America has really come down super, super hard on the regulations.
Yeah, we're doing well. Also, though...
It's gone down.
Yeah, I don't want to hate on Australia. Australia, though, I think they come down even harder than America does. I think they've done a lot more than we even have.
Dude, I'm so ignorant to anything outside of America, and it honestly makes me sad.
I don't know. I mean, I really think America is the greatest country in the world.
Right. I agree it is, but I feel like I should know more about the people surrounding me outside of America.
I mean, I just read news. I just read things. I mean, I experienced a little bit, but hardly anything.
Right. I don't know. It's just I feel like everyone... knows everything about America, but we don't know anything about anyone else.
It's true. And that's why people hate loud Americans.
Dude, I feel like I'm the stereotypical loud American. Like, the super obnoxious dude that just walks in and acts
he owns maybe. The place. I don't know.
No, yeah, thanks. Maybe.
I've experienced much, much worse people, trust me.
How did they take you in Spain? Did you stay with the host family, or did you stay on campus?
No,
or?
I stayed, in a dorm, basically, in my own room, so, yeah.
Gotcha.
But
so you were all by yourself?
Yeah, some of the people that I was traveling with at times, I was like, oh my god, stop being so American. It was just, it was like, this is why they hate Americans, they're so loud.
So you honestly, you didn't have really any, oh my gosh, I can't talk today. You didn't have any interaction with... the local people there?
I did, but not with a specific family. I mean, whenever we would go out and do things or go to restaurants or anything on the street, just definitely felt immersed. It wasn't like I wasn't immersed at all, but definitely
did
had.
Did you have to be with a group everywhere?
No. Just basically, we would, on the weekends, we would travel to different places as on a bus with a group. But other than that, really, no, it wasn't that group focused.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it wasn't a bunch of students wearing the same t-shirt walking around, you know.
with like a tour guide holding up like a monkey on a stick.
Yeah, we saw a couple of those groups, but
now where in Spain did you go?
I went to a city south of Madrid called Toledo.
Gotcha.
One of the older cities in Spain, very historical, but
gotcha. And were the Friday nights nuts or?
It's actually more like Saturdays, and people there can talk about that a little bit. People stay out 7 o'clock ish, partying, going to clubs. The clubs really open at 3 a.m. and that's when it starts.
So they party from 3 to 7.
Yeah, I mean, people usually go out about midnight, 1 o'clock, and they get to the club at 3. And yeah,
holy crap. So, 'cause here it's like everyone goes out at like 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, so trying to stay on topic.
You also eat dinner at 10.
Yeah, everything, I don't understand. I can't do it. It's crazy.
Man. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like, so basically in Spain at least, I think all of the same substances and things are like the same as same regulations that we have in the United States.
Right.
But it seems like they're a lot more like lax about it almost. There's lots
really?
Of, yeah, I don't know. It seems like even though it's not illegal and like we were told, like, don't do any of the drugs or anything, it's not good and you'll get kicked out and all this. It seems like people kind of didn't care. So
it's just more accepted.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as taboo.
Yeah. Something like that.
I mean,
several times we got offered drugs to
are
buy.
You serious?
Several times, just on the street, just people walk up to you and ask you.
Are they like nonchalant about it, or do they just straight up ask you if you want to buy?
They
drugs?
Just pretty much straight up ask you. So
that's kind of awesome. Not gonna lie,
it's kind of weird.
Did you know that like heroin dealers, when they want to like infiltrate a city to sell their heroin, they like knock some dude out and then just inject him with heroin.
What?
So like he's instantly addicted and he has to keep buying, and they like tell him that they'll give him free supply if he sells.
No, it's actually funny because that reminds me of a show on Netflix that I watched a little bit.
What show?
It's called Limitless. It's on Netflix.
Oh, dude, I've seen that.
It's like the same thing. They like gave him the pill, and then they're like,
yeah, but
it's kind of like that. That's just what it reminded me of.
No, it's a different situation.
It's a good show. Like, just watch the show.
The bad guy gave him the pill, and then the good guys, the cops, used him.
Yeah.
To like find the bag. I don't know. It's really
Definitely.
It's really
you guys should definitely watch that. It is pretty good.
Highly recommended.
But anyway, let's do a closing rapid fire sort of, you know,
party scene deal.
Let's cover it as a whole. What do you think?
Okay, so I think that in general, if you are do whatever you want.
Yeah, if you are a responsible young adult, that can control themselves, yeah, go for it. I'd say
be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Don't hurt anyone.
Just smart, right? Just be smart. Know your limits, and if you do, like, you should be fine. You should have a great time.
Yeah, I have no problem with people that aren't, you know, obnoxious or out of control.
Right. But, if you experience it and you don't like it, good for you. Like,
then you can.
I'm all for do what you like rather than what everybody
else
is doing.
Yeah, do what you want. Do what you want. I don't judge. I really don't. I just don't enjoy being, you know, imposed upon or bothered.
Right. Like, right, exactly. So, like, if you do like to party, don't pressure other people and, like, oh, like, it's so much fun and get them to go with you because they probably don't want to.
Yeah.
You do you and don't worry about anybody
peer
else.
Peer pressure's That's dumb. I mean, that shouldn't be. You're in college. Stupid. You should not be doing that anymore. Come on.
It amazes me, though, how much college is like. For me personally, it was so much different than high school.
Yeah, definitely. We could even talk about that later. But
yeah, people are just a whole lot nicer, honestly, in my opinion.
But yeah.
But I think that's it.
That's about all the time we've got. Like to give a quick shout out to our sponsors. If anyone would like to sponsor us, go ahead and, you know, we'll give you a quick little plug at the end of the show, maybe at the beginning as well.
probably like in the middle too.
Maybe in the middle. Maybe just the whole thing can be an ad.
Maybe. That would feel so bad, dude.
Yeah.
Could you imagine just listening to a TV commercial for 30 minutes?
That sounds horrible. But yeah.
If you're listening right now and you like our podcast, don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us a lot to get on that young and hot / rising list on Apple.
That's definitely what it's called.
Apple Podcasts. Dude, that's exactly what it's called.
All right. Well, young,
hot and rising.
You ready to sign off?
Dude, I'm ready. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Yep, thanks for listening. See you guys.